高兴有我们是多年的老朋友，在菲律宾的宣教士 Pastor Bob French 是来跟我们分享，来宣讲信息。那我们一直最近都有为他祷告，他最近也做了一个手术，所以他今天坐在那里是讲道，样子我会替他用中文来的翻译。We are very blessed to have Pastor Bob French here to share the word with us. We have been praying for his health, and he had a recent surgery, so today he will be seated while he preaches. In fact, this is the classical way of preaching in the synagogues. If we know that in those days, Jesus unrolled the scroll, and he, after reading, he sat down and started speaking.And all the people were supposed to stand. That keep everybody awake and vibrant. 那个从前在那个会堂里的时代，就是我们在福音书里读到，耶稣把以赛亚书的经文读完之后，把书卷卷好就坐下。因为从前在会堂里聚会的时候，讲员是坐下的，每一个人都要站在那里听到，这样子每个人都精神饱满。这样子我们今天很高兴就请 Pastor Bob French.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
各位早安。
And we're delighted to be here this morning.
我与我的家人都很高兴今天能够在这里跟大家见面。
And I'd like to have my wife and kids stand. This is Colleen.
然后我请我的家人都站起来。
Colleen and Lisa and Debbie are with us this morning. Lisa is helping at an orphanage in the Philippines.
我们很高兴我们的孩子 Lisa 在这里，她在菲律宾是在孤儿院里面工作。
Debbie studying at Redlands.
Debbie 是在 Redlands 的大学里读书。
And our youngest junior is already back in the Philippines.
让我们最小的孩子已经回到菲律宾。
Getting ready to start school on August 1.
因为在8月1号他就要开学了。
Well, I'd like to begin by saying thank you so very much for your faithful prayers and support over many years.
我们要很谢谢大家是多年来衷心的祷告以及衷心的是支持。
I'm especially thankful for your prayers because God has been answering them.
我特别是谢谢大家的祷告，因为我们感觉到神是垂听并且应允这些祈祷。
Now, many of you know that my cancer started in 2008, or at least that's when it was diagnosed, first diagnosed.
大家都知道 Pastor Bob French 的癌症是从2008年开始。
And it was a very high-risk cancer.
然后发现的时候已经是一个很危险的一种的状况。
And after prayer, Colleen and I decided that we would continue to trust God to enable me to serve Him as long as possible.
然后经过祷告之后，我跟我的妻子就决定说，我们会继续的是侍奉神，只要有能力。
So we chose to stay in the Philippines serving the Lord and trusted Him with the medical care that was available to us.
所以我们选择留在菲律宾继续的服侍，然后也就是使用当地所有的是那些的医疗服务。
In 2011, the cancer had spread to my left hip.
在2011年的时候癌症已经蔓延到左边的是盘骨。
And this meant that I had stage 4 cancer.
然后就癌症是变成是第四期的癌症。
My doctor told us at the time that, I would be stage 4 until I died.
然后当时的医生的诊断就是说Pastor Bob French 会一直的都 是第四期，也就是最高一期的癌症，直到他离开世界。
And even when I was too weak for to be able to even leave our house, God,
然后有时候我甚至还能软弱到一个程度，是还能不能够还能出门。
God brought ministry opportunities right to our door.
但是上帝很奇妙的是我们有机会还能是在人会来找我们。
Just like he did for Paul of Tarsus when he was under house arrest.
正如还能在圣经里看到还能大数的保罗是当他还能最后在罗马还能在坐监的时候，然而神还是给他传福音的机会。
God graciously enabled me to continue writing and publishing Bible study aids for people.
神很恩待我，让我能够继续的是写作，并且是出版那些还能查经的材料。
And he enabled me to continue training Filipino pastors and lay people to start churches.
然后也使我能够有机会训练当地的菲律宾系的牧师们，他们是开拓教会。
And I could do this within about a half an hour to an hour of our house.
然后还能是能够在很短的时间在家里还能是来到教导。
Now recently, God has expanded this ministry to training virtually any believer.
上帝最近使得事工更为拓展，是能够训练更多的是信徒。
Throughout the Philippines and all over the world.
并且不单单的是在菲律宾，并且是在全世界。
And so we have been able to see God do some amazing things through people in many countries around the world.
所以我们看见神透过我们做了一些很奇妙的工作，在世界各地各国。
I wish I could share with you this morning all that God is doing around the world, but that's too much for this morning.
如果不是因为时间要太长的话，我是多么盼望能够是一一的告诉你们上帝在世界各地所做的事情。
So I want to thank you again for your faithful prayers.
所以我们今天要在这里再次的谢谢大家，谢谢你们各位还能是忠诚的代祷。
God is answering your prayers.
上帝是垂听了你们的祷告。
3 months ago now, my doctor shocked us.
那我们的那个是医生讲了一些很令人震惊的话。
He said to me, Bob, you are no longer stage 4.
他说那个 Bob, 你的癌症已经不再是第四期。
Now, when we asked him what this meant,
我们就觉得很奇怪，问他到底他这句话是什么意思。
He said, we don't know.
他说我们实在是不明白。
You could be in remission.
他说很可能你是在那个癌症的康复的期间。
You see, the cancer was not active outside of my prostate or outside its original organ.
其实那个癌症的细胞在那个是射物线之外，并没有是在那里活动。
For the last 2 years.
在过往的两年里面。
But there is some activity in my prostate.
但是在我的射物线里面是那个癌症仍然的有一些的活动。
But the cause is unknown.
但是原因是不明的。
It could be cancer. It could be benign.
所以是可能是癌症的活动，也可能是良性的活动。
Now there are some folks in the congregation here who are doctors.
我们当中在座有些是医生和医务人员。
And you can ask them how common is it that a patient with stage 4 cancer is pronounced no longer stage 4.
那可能你要请教他们才能够明白，怎么样子一个第四期末期癌症的人可以又转换成为一个不是第四期癌症的人。
I believe this has been due to God's healing.
我深信这是上帝的医治。
As my understanding of the medical world is that medicine can kill cells.
我的了解，对医疗的了解是一些的药可以是能够截止那个是细胞的蔓延。
In some cases can just make them inoperative.
有时候能够让这个癌细胞是静止活动。
And then they can also cut out cells from the body surgically.
当然，医生也能够透过手术拿走一些不好的细胞。
But there's nothing in there about healing.
但是那个并没有能够是带来是医治。
It just creates a setting in which healing can happen.
那个其实是带来一个让医治可以产生的环境。
Well, we can't accredit this to any of the alternative measures I was doing.
我想可能我接受的一些治疗会产生一些的好的果效。
Neither can we accredit this to the medical treatments.
但是也可能那个我们所做的治疗并不能够产生其他的果效。
So we can only say God has been doing some healing here.
所以我们只能凭信心说神是在医治。
And while my body is still a bit weak,
我还是觉得是身体软弱。
I am gaining strength.
但是我也那个有力量。
And so we take this as healing from God.
所以我是感觉这是主的医治。
Now, your prayers are being answered.
我深信你的代祷主已经垂听。
I'd like us to now turn to the scriptures.
我们今天是一起来看两段的圣经。
Because I'd like to share with you some things that may be a help to you.
因为我希望我今天的分享能够对各位对这个教会有帮助。
We can turn to Matthew 28:16-20 first.
我想大家都很熟悉马太28:16-20.
Now I'm reading in the New American Standard. You're reading in NIV. That's fine. Just follow along.
我们就是一起来看神的话。
But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the to the mountain which Jesus had designated.
到了耶稣约定的山上。
When they saw him, they worshipped him.
他们见了耶稣就拜他。
But some were doubtful.
但是还有人疑惑。
And then Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying,
耶稣近前来对他们说,
All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Go, therefore,
所以你们要去,
and make disciples of all the nations,
使万民做我的门徒,
baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit,
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗,
and teach them to observe all that I commanded you,
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守,
and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
所以我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Now, in this verses 19 to 20, there are four verbs.
在十九到二十节里面有四个动词。
And all of them are command forms.
而每一个动词都是命令式的。
The main verb is make disciples.
最主要的一个动词是使万民做主的门徒。
But the go and the baptize and the teaching are also commands.
但是其他有三个动词，就是去，是并且是施洗，并且是教导，这三个都是命令式的。
Now, you're a very knowledgeable congregation in this.
深信在座的各位对这段经文都不会陌生。
Because you are supporting many missionaries around the world.
因为你们是在全世界支持了许多的宣教士。
But I'd like to focus on just the last one.
但是我很希望是特别强调最后的一个。
Teach them to observe all that I commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
Well, that would include these commands, would it not?
那个也是一个很重要的是吩咐，对不对？
So the disciples were to train, make disciples and do the same thing, teach them to obey this command.
所以门徒需要是产生更多的门徒，透过教导他们遵守主的话。
And so it follows that every disciple should obey this command. Or these commands.
这里告诉我们每一个做主门徒的人都应当遵守这个教导。
Well, that's good news and it's difficult news.
那这是一个好消息，但是也是我们生命中一个很大的挑战。
Because that means this is our job, all of us.
因为这就是告诉我们说，这是我们每一个人的责任。
No excuses. This is each of our jobs.
并没有一个人可以说这跟我没有关系。
To make disciples for Jesus.
我们每个人都需要领人做主的门徒。
Now Jesus was a master.
耶稣是夫子。
He did things in a way, if you read his, over the course of his life, he did things in a way that those who followed him could also do it.
耶稣在他的一生之中做了许多的事情，让跟随他的人也能够按理而行。
And to see some of this, let's go to Luke chapter 10.
我们再看看路加福音第十章。
And we're just going to read the first 12 verses.
我们就看前面的十二节。
Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come.
这是以后主又设立70个人，差遣他们两个两个的在他面前往自己所要到的各城各地方去。
One of the things Jesus did is he went, came to us.
耶稣所做的就是他来到我们当中。
He didn't stay where he was and expect us to come to him.
他并不是说他是留在一个地方，然后要我们是来寻找他。
He went to where the people are.
他是走到人群当中去。
So, now he's in the process of sending out his disciples and getting them involved in doing this.
所以在这里是差遣了他的门徒出去，让门徒在他的事工上有份。
So even while they're with him, he's showing them how to do it.
然后当他们跟随耶稣的时候，耶稣与他们同在，教导他们怎么样子去做。
And he's involving them in the ministry the same way he is doing it.
然后他是以身作则的，是教导他们来到侍奉。
And he said to them in verse 2,
在第二节就对他们说,
The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
要收的庄稼多, 做工的人少。
Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest field.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Pray.
你们要祷告。
It's a large part of the ministry is praying.
在事工上很重要的一环就是祷告。
Asking God to do something.
祈求主来到做工。
Well, he's taught his disciples previously how to pray. Now he's getting them to do it in a new way.
耶稣是是教导他的门徒是如何的祷告，现在是教导他们出去，是来到工作。
And then he says to them, go.
然后耶稣对他们说，你们要去。
Behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves.
他说，你们去吧，我差你们出去，如同羔羊进入羊群。
He didn't mean be scared.
并不是说要他们恐惧害怕。
He meant, go anyway.
他的意思是说，虽然有困难，虽然不容易，但是你还是要去。
And he gave them instructions.
并且教导他们要怎么样子来到去。
Carry no money belt, no bag, no shoes, and greet no one along the road.
他说不用带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋，在路上也不要问人的安。
Now he was again, he's sending them to particular places that he is going to come visit.
耶稣是差遣他们在他要去的城市，以先去那些地方。
And then he says to them, excuse me, whatever house you enter, oh, that's okay, thank you. Whatever house you enter,
并且耶稣说，无论你进了哪一家,
first say, peace be to this house.
先要说愿这一家平安。
Well, now let's look at this.
我们来看一看这个。
The word for peace here is a word that is the Jewish word probably shalom.
那这里所讲的这个平安就是一个犹太人常用的一个字 shalom.
This is a greeting.
这是犹太人
And it means, among other things,
这个字的意思是,
peace with God,
上帝的平安,
peace with your neighbors,
讲到一个人与神与他的邻居都建立一个和平的关系。
In this particular case, peace in your household.
那在这个特别的情况之下，这句话也可以说是对那一家人说：“愿主的平安临到你的家。”
Not just peace between people and between us and God.
这个并不只是说我们与神与其他人之间的一种和平共处。
The word also means wholeness to you.
那这个字也是意思说是能够是成变成很完整。
Wholeness in body.
那是在身体上很健康,
wholeness in spirit,
在属灵里健壮,
wholeness in soul,
那在灵魂里, 那是得到, 那是成熟,
in other words, good health,
那是好的健康,
in every area of life.
并且在你生命中每一个的层面里面。
That's a pretty all-encompassing greeting.
这个是一个很广泛的一个的祝福。
And he says it's not just for your building, but it's for everybody in it. If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. He sent them out to look for men of peace. This could be that he was looking for peaceful people. Often these were people who had a wide influence in the society around them. Not always. Sometimes they were just common people. But at least they were willing to receive them and offer hospitality. Stay in that house, eating and drinking what they give you.
然后耶稣说,你们进了那家就住在那里,吃喝他们所供应的。
For the laborer is worthy of his wages.
因为工人的工价是应当的。
Okay, what are they going to do that's going to make them worthy of receiving all his hospitality?
他们该做什么事情,能够得到当地人的接待呢?
In those days in Hebrew, when you said something, it meant something.
在当时在希伯来人的文化里面，当你讲一句话，这句话是蛮有能力的。They
have just blessed the household as they enter.
当他们进入到一个家，他们祝福这个家。And
expecting God to give them peace.
然后也相信上帝会给这个家有平安。He
says, do not keep moving from house to house.
然后说不要从这家搬到那家。
And whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat what is set before you.
无论进哪一城，人若接待你们，给你们摆上什么，你们就吃什么。
Now you'll notice, They enter a house and they're going to do something there. But this is a house that people are going to come to. So you're looking for some people who can gather their friends, their relatives, people they have an influence with in that home. So as he sends them out in ministry, he's telling them, go to where the people are. Enter a home where people are willing to receive you. And people who are willing to invite their friends and neighbors to hear you. So the first thing they're going to do when they arrive is bless the people and expect the people they're coming to gather people. So the disciple wasn't going out to gather everybody himself. He was expecting his host to gather them. After all, his host knew everybody in the community. Alright. And then when right then and there, when the people are gathered, he says, this is what you're supposed to do. Heal those who are sick. And say to them,
对他们说,
the kingdom of God has come near to you.
上帝的国临近你们了。
Now, the kingdom of God, that phrase needs a little explanation.
上帝的国这个词需要一些的解释。
The kingdom of God means the rule of God.
上帝的国意思说是上帝的统治。
And Jesus is saying,
耶稣是说,
the rule of God is present among you. That's what this phrase is. So he's got his disciples out there, going into people's homes, gathering people in those homes, and telling them, the king is here among you.
当然呢,他们是到一个社区, 然后那个主人,
God is here among you.
耶稣已经来到我们当中,
and having them pray for people who, and their needs,
然后呢,是为这些人祷告, 祈求医治,
among those needs being the need for healing,
然后也包括那些人的需要医治的,
and God answers their prayers, demonstrating, in fact,
然后呢,表现了什么呢?
That the kingdom of God is here.
上帝的国临近你们了。
The king really is here.
上帝已经在我们当中。
If you're looking for a way to reach people for Christ,
如果你是想怎么样子能够是带人到耶稣的面前,
here's what Jesus trained his disciples to do.
这个就是耶稣训练他门徒的做法。
They didn't need a college education.
你不一定是要大学毕业才能够传福音。
They didn't need a Bible school degree.
你甚至不需要一个神学院的学位才能够传福音。
They didn't need to go to a seminary.
你也不需要接受神学院的训练。
They didn't need to be gifted preachers.
你也不需要是一个大有口才的讲员。
Anybody could do this.
每一个人都能够这么做。
That is, anybody who believed,
也就是说每一个相信的人,
that the king really was coming.
就能够, excuse me.
That the king really was coming.
是告诉他们说, 主是的确的来到我们当中。
And would answer those prayers.
然后上帝会应允这些的祈祷。
Can you do this?
想你可以做吗?
Can you pray for people?
你能够为人祷告吗?
Can you go to your friends and neighbors and relatives?
你可以找到你的朋友、亲朋好友、邻居当中。
And pray with them for their needs.
为他们的需要来的祷告。
And when God answers,
and 当神是应允祷告的时候,
you can say, the king is here.
然后可以告诉他们说, 主是又真又活的, 是来到我们当中。
The reign of God has come among you.
And then 是上帝是来到我们当中。
And then you can explain the gospel to them.
然后你可以是把福音是向他们讲解。
You would not believe the numbers of people who've been coming to Christ around the world just doing this.
那你其实如果你去留意的话，其实今天在世界各地许多许多的人用这个很简单的方法是带领人相信耶稣。
Because the demonstration of power,
因为还能上帝大能的是
彰显 was what the Jews needed to trust Christ.
是那些当时犹太人所需要也相信上帝的。
But maybe the need is a little bit different here.
今天可能我们遇到的需要有一点不一样。
But still, even when I was in college here,
但是我记得我在美国读书的时候，
when God answered our prayers for our friends,
当神能应允我们为我们的朋友的祈祷，
they recognized that God had answered those prayers.
可能他们就知道上帝是应允了祷告。
And it made it possible for many of them to trust Christ.
然后使得他们能够打开他们的心，来接受耶稣基督做救主。
So I would encourage you.
所以我今天希望鼓励在座的每一位。
To copy the Master.
去向耶稣来的学习。
Pray.
我们是为人祷告。
Go.
我们是去。
Make disciples.
我们是那个栽培门徒。
By simply going to people.
其实很简单，就是走到人的当中。
Giving them a blessing.
给他们一个祝福。
Praying for their needs.
为他们的需要来的祷告。
Letting them gather people for you.
让这些人，他们是来到找更多的是人来到听福音。
And praying for their needs.
并且也为他们所找来的人来到祷告。
That they might experience something from God's hand.
然后他们可以经历神自己。
And then they could not deny he's real.
然后他们就会是心诚悦服的知道上帝是何等的实在。
And perhaps that will open the door for you to explain the gospel to them.
然后这也能让你有机会是来到向他们解释信耶稣是怎么一回事。
You see, the healing came in this passage before they said the kingdom of God is among you.
在这段的经文里面讲到说，先有医治，然后有宣讲说上帝的国临到你们了。
The demonstration of God and His being at work.
上帝同在的明证，他在工作的是果效。
Gave people something they could believe.
是人可以打开心来到相信。
And then the message communicated and made sense.
然后福音的信息就能够是触摸到人的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
we come before you.
我们今天来到你的面前。
And we give you thanks for this example that Jesus gave us.
我们感谢主，让我们有耶稣的榜样。
A simple way that each of us can make disciples.
我们是看到我们每个人其实都能够是领人做主的门徒。
We thank you for Jesus coming.
我们感谢主，因为耶稣来到我们当中。
We thank you for what he's done for us.
我们谢谢主，他在我们生命中所做的。
And we pray that you would make us faithful servants.
求主帮助我们成为忠心的仆人。
Faithful disciples.
成为忠心的门徒。
Who will follow the Master's example.
让我们是仿效是耶稣夫子的榜样。
And make disciples.
也能够领人做主的门徒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
We've been praying for Pastor Bob French and every week. And so today, before we close the service, I, with his permission, would like to ask those of us who have the need, feel the Lord's leading to come forward. We'll lay hand on him and pray for him. Pray for his help, pray for his healing, and pray for his ministry. So please come forward. 我是韩登，那个知道韩登，我们一直都有为 Pastor Bob French 来的祷告。我们也很高兴听到神应许您祷告。在那个今天跟他谈话以前，我已经跟他征得他的同意，说啊呢，他很欢喜我们是在座有哪一位有感动的，你可以出来，然后我们一起为他按手祷告，祈求神的医治，祈求神祝福他的家庭，也祝福完了他的宣教的服事。有感动的请你上来，我会带大家一起祷告。然后我们今天刚刚忘记了用主导文祈祷，所以我们一会儿会用主导文来到是耶稣这一次的祷告。 Please come forward. Thank you. 有感动的可以到前面来，我们一起为他按手祷告。We join our hearts in praying for Pastor Bob French.
一起同心为Bob French 来代祷。
We pray for his healing.
为他的医治来代祷。
We are glad to hear that you have been wonderfully healing him.
我们很高兴听到您很奇妙的医治了他。
We are so encouraged to hear that you have answered our prayers and the prayers of many around the world.
我们看到您怎么样回应我们的祷告，也得到鼓励。
We ask that you will continue to heal him.
你继续的医治他。
May you give him good health and strength.
你给他很好的健康，也给他很好的体力。
As he and his family remain faithful in serving you.
当他跟他的家人都还在很忠心的侍奉你的时候。
May you specially encourage them.
你特别的鼓励他们。
May you meet their needs.
弥补他们所有的需要。
And also, may you use them mightily for your kingdom's expansion.
求你继续用他们来扩展你的国度。
We ask that you will also implant into every one of our hearts.
我们也求你让我们每一个人的心中
today's message.
得到今天您给的信息。
So that we may go out and make disciples.
我们都愿意出去做门徒。
Through praying for people.
借着祷告。
So that we will see your work revealed among us.
我们可以看到你在我们当中所做的事工。
And we will experience your presence among us.
你要经历你的同在。
May you add to your church daily those who are being saved.
你每天增加相信你的人。
And thus we pray.
我们这样祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Let us conclude with the Lord's Prayer, singing it together.